I've been living and working overseas for about 8 years, and during that time I fell in love with a beautiful girl called Emma, and she was at the time working at an orphanage, and we ended up getting married, and we decided we just didn't really enjoyed travelling and meeting people and living in different cultures, but before we returned to the UK that we'd actually spend a year backpacking. And we set ourselves a challenge of travelling from Patagonia all the way up to Panama overland. But that very last bit of the journey where you basically make your way up to Colombia, which is a very north of South America, you can't really cross overland that final section because of a border called the Darien Gap, which is notorious for kidnappings and drug trafficking and all sorts of problems. So there's really two options. You either fly or you take a boat. And we decided that we'd take the boat option. And that was really when things started to turn on the trip. Things got a bit scary.
So not plain sailing at all, by the sound of it?
No. We set off in the evening from Cartagena in Colombia. In fact, the first day or so was plain sailing. It was beautiful. The sea was calm. We were eating raw fish, and it was lovely.
Sounds idyllic.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous. And it was actually after... had a night's sleep, a full day sailing, and it was on that second night about 3 a.m. We were sleeping in this tiny cabin, and we were woken up to this loud banging noise, and to be honest, I just thought a massive wave had hit the boat. You don't think of the worst situation. And I remember kind of jumping up and noticing that there's just a little bit of water on the floor, and I actually, because we were next to the onboard toilet, we're talking about like a really small catamaran for 18 people, but it's just like tiny little toilet. And there was some water on the floor, and I presumed that something had been damaged and the toilet was leaking or something. What I didn't realise is we'd actually hit an offshore coral reef, and the boat was filling up with water rapidly.
Goodness.
So I think the point where I realised what was going on was when we heard the captain shouting, "Everyone, get your life jackets on!" And it was that kind of terrifying moment where it's like you could hear the panic in his voice. I remember grabbing, I had a small bag with me that because we've been doing some blogging, some travel writing, and it had a laptop and cameras and hard drive and all of our photos and stuff. I remember grabbing this little bag and putting the life jackets on and going up to the area that's kind of shared area where there's a kitchen and people kind of sit and hang out and stuff. And it was a scene of absolute carnage. It was just filling up with water so rapidly, and just stuff was broken up. I just hadn't realized how serious things had got when I first heard the bang, but going up there, it was like stepping onto the scene of a movie.
And did you think you were going to die at this point? Did you fear the worst?
At this point, I think I was still hoping in a few things. There's a life raft on the boat, so I was hoping to get the life raft set up and maybe, you know, someone would find us. But it had turned from assuming a big wave had hit the boat to realising that, like, it's filling up with water very quickly. And then there's that point, you know, on the film Titanic where the lights go out.
Yes,
we kind of had
yes.
this point and all of a sudden felt really, really small. And the waves were like lashing in over the deck with so much force. And we learned that basically the life raft had been pulled off by a big wave. So there was no life raft. The boat's filling up with water. It's dark. The sea's horrifyingly strong. And that was a point where I thought, this could well be it. We're going to find ourselves in the water. And I had this realization that if we end up drifting in the sea, we could be there for weeks and months. You hear these survival stories of people that just drift. So I started thinking, what's going to be useful to us? Well, a laptop's not useful. Hard drives aren't useful. Cameras aren't useful. What's useful to us? Fresh water. And because we were still kind of in this deck area, I remember sort of grabbing these half full bottles of fresh water. And I just emptied all of the camera and laptop and all of that stuff that's supposedly valuable. I just emptied it into the water and started filling my bag with these half full bottles of fresh water. And I remember just thinking, wow, this is getting really scary now.